This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Kim Swoboda. Kim's going to talk today about leadership. She's writing a book on leadership. She's got herself a firm where she does a tremendous amount of coaching on leadership and herself a brilliant leader. Kim, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and then we'll talk about the subject of the day, which is leadership.
Hey, Scott. So good to be here with you again. So I'm Kim Swoboda and I am the founder of Aspiration Catalyst, where we work with leaders to make them bold, excuse-proof, and goal-crushing. So we do leadership development and high-performance team programs. And this is the year of the bold leader, Scott.
And Kim, talk about that. Talk about, you've just started a book or almost close to finishing a book on leadership in 2020, brought out greatness in some leaders. I saw it with some of my colleagues. I've seen it with others. Not so much greatness in others as they sort of fall under the stress of the year. I mean, a brutal year. But talk about bold leadership in 2020.
Right. Yeah. So we are coming off of quite an incredibly challenging year for many of us. Some people thrived. Some people merely survived. So I put my stake in the ground. 2021 is the year of the bold leader. I'm writing a book, as you mentioned, on the adventure of bold leadership, which will come out later this year. But being bold, it's about the ability to take risks, it's being confident, and it's having the courage, right, to go the path that others have not gone before. And my approach to this is really around asking great questions. What are the questions that you need to ask yourself and ask your business in order to learn and to move forward, right, in the best, you know, most courageous way possible?
And talk about that. Some of us are so awkward asking questions. Like I could ask questions like this. Sometimes it's harder for me to dig in and ask the harder questions that might show vulnerability and so forth. So how do you go about being better at this? Like I could ask my kids about certain issues. If I ask them about their boyfriends or girlfriends, I feel incredibly uncomfortable. How do you get better at asking the important questions?
Right. No, that's a good point. And my kids are also teens. So I tried to stay out of that realm as much as possible. But I think that, first of all, you sell yourself short. You're great at asking questions. You know, I would say you're quite exceptional at it. But I think the questions are very important. And that oftentimes, if we are more thoughtful about what the question is, that helps us get to the answer. As leaders, sometimes we're spending too much time talking and not enough time asking. So some of the questions I think are really important for looking back at last year is, what risks did you take? You know, where did you get stuck? Where did you achieve results? And what did you really learn? You know, those are some great questions to think about in terms of the look back, right, to learn and move forward.
Thank you. And where do you see, like, when you see leaders asking great questions, is the manner in which they do so important as well? Or what do you see here? And what do you intend to get out of it? Is it trying to get greater clarity about what the business goals are? Is it trying to show greater empathy? Is it just trying to understand the people you work with better and so what makes them tick? Talk a little bit more about asking great questions or asking bold questions.
Yes, yes, and yes to all of that, right? It not only helps us get a clearer picture on where we've been and where we want to go, but it also helps us build relationships. As leaders, we oftentimes are using way too many words and we're speaking a lot more than we likely should, right? We say we have two ears and one mouth for a reason. And I think that one of the things that leaders can do that will impact their ability to be more effective is to ask more questions and really listen deeply to the answers. You will learn something. I always do. And I think that that is, you know, a great step in the right direction. There's a particular leader that I work with who hit his goals very easily. Prior to the pandemic, right? In the 2 years prior, like it was really not an issue. And then heading into the pandemic, like all of a sudden the game had changed pretty dramatically. And he needed to ask some different questions in order to get to the place where he was going to be able to be successful. And so it was really getting into deeper questioning with his team and with his clients to find out how had their needs changed? What did they need now? And how could he rise to the challenge of helping them get there? And by the second half of the year, after asking these great questions, you know, sort of in that second quarter timeframe, they were able to adjust. His team rallied. They came up with some innovative ideas and they finished 2020 absolutely right on target.
Kim, I think a great message for all of us in trying to make sure we're not just either top-down leaders or autocratic or didactic leaders, but actually engaged with our people, engaged in thinking and opening people up so you get better innovation, so you get people to enjoy themselves and self-actualize that you work with and more. Kim, how do people learn more about you and your firm?
Yeah, well, you can reach out to me through my website at www.aspirationcatalyst.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Kim, thank you again for joining the Becker Business Podcast. Always a pleasure to visit with you.
Thank you, Scott. So great to be here. Thank you.